Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know that the Australian television industry was pumped to the max after a two-year hiatus from the Logies. The Gold Coast stylists, hairdressers, makeup artists, security drivers and fluffers were out and about doing their best work. Hamish Blake took out the Gold Logie. Home and Away won their 48,000th award, I think you said,
Absolutely.
Spider.
Absolutely, yeah, they did. Under Home and Away, they continue on.
That's it. There were more wardrobe malfunctions. Julia Morris broke her massive shoe. Don't Sophie Monk broke her massive bra.
Oh, double-sided tape everywhere.
That's it. We gave the funniest presenter of the night to Chrissy Swan.
Yeah.
Great thing about the Goldie is you can wear your Uggies and trackies from Melbourne a bit later on.
You can.
And get right up it. Anyone?
You can get right up it.
Yeah, yeah. Up it.
I think the phrase is you can get on it. But you can get up it up if you want to. It. Yeah, you can.
Right,
you can. But I came to rehearsal, so I get to do the announcement.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Well, how's this? This is fantastic. Victoria and New South Wales premiers are working together, Perrottet and also Daniel Andrews, to work together to make childcare free for four-year-olds. It's like a pre-kinder school and to help families out. But two governments on both opposite sides of the fence are sitting there saying, you know what? Australia needs people working together at the moment. So well done to the two premiers that are working together to make this happen. This is going to be such a success and so good for those families with young 4-year-olds. And you know what? It is going to be Australia wide. At the moment, the chook isn't on board. So our premier Anastasia Palaszczuk isn't on board with the others. She needs to jump in line because we know that South Australia and WA will pick it up no matter what side of the fence you sit on with politics. This is bigger than politics. So a big shout out to New South Wales and also Victoria, their premiers, but a big one to our Queensland premier saying we need this for our young families.
Yeah. Well, I'm very proud of the Suns for the beaten Adelaide Crows, who I know are not travelling well, but nonetheless, they're still the Adelaide Crows.
Absolutely.
And we're the Gold Coast Suns and we're better than them at the moment.
Mm.
And that makes me bloody happy. In Origin, I've got some sad news, though. The Titans didn't win, I was going to move on. Origin, New South Wales have swung the axe. There are seven changes to the Blues team to take on the Queensland side in game
seven.
Two.
That's
seven.
That's half a team.
Seven all up. It really is, mate. It's quite astonishing. Arpi Korosau, Angus Crichton and Jake Trbojevic up front really stiffen up that Blues pack. And Katoni Staggs is gone, and Matt Burton is in for him, and Siasifa Talakai as well. So very, very strong changes. It looks like they've toughened up. Phil Gould reckons that they are a little bit too pantherised for game one.
Okay.
So interesting, really interesting changes, including Victor Radley from the Roosters on the bench, who has not played for a month. So they're just picking him because he's a lunatic.
And that is what you need to know.